This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Painted in the road, orange uniforms trimmed in the blue. They will get it to start on the midcourt sideline trigger. Toppers in the home whites, trimmed in the orange and the black on the dribble drive. Schmitz has it stripped on the way up. It'll stay with Pena on the baseline. Adam Metzger has the orange blazer working tonight, Lou Henson style, in this big-time matchup here at Hillsboro. Both teams undefeated in the South Central Conference. Dribble drive, Funneman cut off the baseline. Pena tied with Roxana last year for the conference title. They want it all to themselves this year. Hillsboro says not so fast. Here's Ambrose on the right wing. Leaves it back. Funneman for three. Yes. Lane Funneman, the lefty, cans the triple. Well beyond the three-point line off the right wing. And Pena, the first bucket of the ball game as Tekin comes into the front court, picks up the dribble. Leaves it off for Matouche. Man-to-man defense for both teams here tonight. Here's Tekin way out on the left wing. Leaves it for Vogel. Nice slip pass down to Helton. Oh, too strong. Missed it. Battles back. Gets his rebound. Missed it again. Fouled by Funneman. Good. Second and third effort that time from Blaze Helton. Off the beautiful find from Drake Vogel. Drake's got the long sleeves under the jersey, and he's got the tights underneath the shorts. Free throw for Blaze Helton is good. And the Toppers on the board. 7:06 first quarter in the South Central Conference Championship. Free throw for Helton. Good. Blaze gets the pair. It's 3-2, Pena. We've played 1 minute here in the ball game. Of course, in a normal year, this gym would be packed to the rafters for a contest like this. Tonight, we got a socially distanced crowd of less than 50, I would say. Here's Funneman driving on Matouche, cut off by Gavin to Schmitz. In the middle of the lane, it goes to Kuhn. Too strong off the heel, didn't use the window. Rebound down to Jace Tekin. Jace pushing middle of the floor, spins top of the key, lost the handle, got it back. Dumps to Gavin, bounced it off his foot, but a foul first on Pena. They're going to get Ambrose. That's his first, team second. Your officials tonight, Louis Lang, Neil Price, Roger Clymer. Fourth game of the day here in this gym. The Hillsboro Junior High played Staunton in 7th and 8th grade action. And then the JV game went to Pena. Drake Vogel, too fancy there. He tries to go behind the back and threw it right out of bounds. Pena won the JV game 73-40, running clock in the fourth quarter. Across the timeline comes Schoonover. On the left block, dumps it to Ambrose. Andrew, middle, cut off, leaves it back now for Colin Schmitz. He wants the three. Hit on the release, no whistle. Shot's too strong. Rebound, though, to Funneman. He wants the three ball out of the corner. Knock it down, Lane Funneman. His second triple, and it's 6-2, Pena. 6 minutes for quarter number one. Jace Tekin bounces out towards midcourt. He was looking back towards Vanzel for a play. Sneaking in was Kuhn, knocked the ball loose. Tekin fortunate. That didn't go off his leg, out of bounds. Well, they are going to say it went off his leg, out of bounds, I think. Change the call. Yep, and I think it did. So that'll be the second turnover on Hillsboro. What a heads-up play from Kyle Kuhn. Tekin lost awareness there. He looked back to Joe Vanzo to see what he wanted to do when Kuhn snuck in and knocked it off his leg. Really smart play. And now Kuhn, or check that, Schoonover throws it to Ambrose. He wasn't looking to flex off his leg, picked up by Vogel. And now Drake steps on the sideline as he comes across the timeline. So three Topper turnovers here. 5:46 for the opening quarter. Hillsboro's been amped for this game for probably over a week. So they just need to calm down and get settled into this ball game. Ambrose rises from the foul line, missed it, and the rebound down to Teak. Here comes Jace into the front court. Working on Kyle Kuhn on the blow by. Lost his footing. Got it to Matouche. Reverse layup. Good with the left hand for Gavin Matouche. 6-4. Pena leads. 5:23 opening quarter. Across the timeline, Schoonover fakes the handoff to Funneman. Goes down to the left block. Cut off there by Will Christian. Colin Schmitz now has it. In the right wing it goes to Kyle Kuhn. Into the hands of Funneman. He's going to stop from the left elbow. Left that one short. And the rebound down to Matouche. Toppers can tie with the two, take their first lead with a three. Will Christian, hesitation bounce, leaves it back for Matouche, top of the key. Gavin now works right side, leaves it in the corner for Will Christian. Christian on the left-hand bounce, brings it top of the key, leaves it off now for Tekin. Jace at the volleyball spike line into the hands of Vogel now. He's going to lob down to Helton. Tough catch for Blaze. He saves it, but right to Lane Funneman. Fourth, topper turnover. Lane into the front court, leaves it for Ambrose, top of the key. Andrew Ambrose spinning, elevating, count it, and the foul for Andrew Ambrose. He is a smooth operator. Beautiful spin move, and now a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. 8-4, Pena with the lead. 4:35 for the first quarter, and we will get our first quarter mask timeout. We'll come back to Hillsborough High School following these messages on WSMI.
Good start for Pena here. They lead 8-4. Andrew Ambrose, the 6'4 senior, at the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Deep breath, the release, and it's good. Pure for the lefty. So 6 for Funneman, 3 for Ambrose. The two Pena seniors off to a good start here. 9-4, Pena with the lead. Here's Will Christian out front being checked there by Schoonover. Down to Blaze Helton. Spins middle, cut off. Out to Christian, open for three. Left it a little bit short. On the rebound, Matouche knocks it away from Funneman. Off to Vogel. In the corner, Tekin for three. Yes, for Jace Tekin. Give Gavin Matouche the credit there. He came in and knocked the rebound away. Kept the possession alive for Hillsborough. 9-7, Pena with the lead. Not many people here, but they are into this ball game. Here's Funneman on the left wing. Leads it back now for Ambrose. Andrew wants to drive middle. Gets past Matouche when he missed the right-handed layup. Rebound down to Gavin. Leaves it off for Jace. Here comes Teak. A floater, middle of the lane. Tough shot. Nice touch, and it's good for Jace Tekin. An extremely high degree of difficulty there. And we are tied at 9, 3.5 minutes, opening quarter. Dribble drive. Schoonover all the way to the rim. No one cut him off. And he's got his first bucket. Pena back in front, 11-9. On the block, Blaze Helton goes right at Funneman, rejected. Needed a pump fake there. Scoot over on the spin. What a lead pass to Schmitz. The layup is good for Colin Schmitz. Schoonover spinning a midcourt, made the pass while he was still in mid-spin. That was impressive. 13-9 Pena. A little 4-0 spurt after Hillsborough tied it. Left wing with Tekin. Jace down on the block to Matouche. Gavin double-teamed. Finds Will Christian on the baseline. Will attacks, and they're going to get 3 seconds on the toppers. Fifth, Hillsborough turnover. A 4-point Pena lead, 13-9. We got Hillsborough Pena girls coming up next here on FM 106. Nokomis at Pena boys Wednesday night here on WSMI. Here's Brendan Schoonover. Leaves it back for Colin Schmidt. Between the circles, it goes to Funneman. Off to Schoonover now, the 5'10 junior. Back between the circles into the hands of Kyle Kuhn. Right back to Schmitz it goes. On the right block, Ambrose. Checked there by Matouche. Andrew puts it on the deck, kicks it out to Schmitz. He attacks the rim. Finger roll is good at the front of the rim for Colin Schmitz. He's got 4, and Joe Vanzo wants a timeout. He is none too pleased. 2:22 for the opening quarter. Pena 15, Hillsborough 9. We'll come back to Toppertown following these messages on WSMI. Following the Hillsborough timeout, Toppers have the ball in the front court, down 6. Matouche had it poked away from behind, but he was fouled by Colin Schmitz. That's his first, team's third. It'll be sideline trigger for Hillsborough. Substitution to the table for Pena. Devin Peebles checking in, a 6'3 senior. Also into the action will be Drew Hackler, a 6'3 junior. It'll be Schmitz and Funneman heading out for the Panthers. Will Christian in the front court sideline. Gets it in right corner to Drake Vogel. Here's Drake into the triple threat position. Dumps it down to Gavin Matouche. Heart of the lane, Gavin works to the left block. Dumps it now to Tekin on the left wing. Jace reverses course. Now dumps it on the block, Blaze Helton. Blaze attacks middle, kicks it out to Tekin. Jace ran off the three-point line, back to Matouche. Good defense here by the Pena Panthers. They are all over Hillsborough. The Toppers having trouble getting anything going offensively towards the basket here. They're still out at the volleyball spike line. 100 seconds for the opening quarter. Here's Vogel. Tough three, rises up, left it short. Offensive rebound, Matouche, and Gavin was fouled. Fourth team foul on Pena. Let's see who they get this personal on. I think they're going to get Ambrose. That'll be his second. Kyle Kuhn will check out.
Colin Schmitz back in. Baseline trigger, Will Christian gets it in. Middle of the lane to Vogel. Way too strong with the left-hand layup. Missed it all. And the rebound down to Pena. 90 seconds first quarter. Across the timeline, Schoonover leaves it off for Ambrose. Back into the hands of Brendan Schoonover with the left-hand bounce. Fakes the handoff. Gets to the baseline. Cut off there. Into the hands of Schmitz. Up top with Hackler now. Dribble drive baseline. That is Peebles and a pushing foul on the Toppers. They're going to get Blaze Helton with that personal. Ian Malloy going to check in. Helton will take a seat for the Toppers. 15-9. Pena with the lead. 69 seconds first quarter. Pena lines everybody up on the baseline. It will be Hackler to throw in. Near corner it goes to Schmitz. Into the hands of Peebles now. He picks up the bounce, leaves it for Ambrose in the right corner. Andrew Ambrose draws a crowd. Across the floor it goes to Schoonover. Toppers wanted to travel. Dribble drive, and the bucket is good for Brendan Schoonover. Boy, right now Toppers not controlling the dribble at all. Pena getting to the rim at will. And then on the other end, it's the exact opposite. Here's down to Matouche. Left-hand finish is good for Gavin Matouche. He has four. No one is back for Pena to take the inbounds pass. Now Schmitz comes just inside of midcourt to retrieve the pass. Half a minute, first quarter. A six-point Pena lead. Pena has definitely been the aggressor here in the opening quarter on both ends of the floor. They're forcing Hillsborough's offense out to the volleyball spike line, and they're getting layups on their offensive end. Now Adam Metzger wants a timeout. 21.9 seconds, first quarter. Pena leads Hillsborough 17-11. We'll come back to Hillsborough High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Hillsborough. Gabe Osborne back in our WSMI studios producing this girls-boys Hillsborough-Pena doubleheader on your Monday night. The boys of Pena leading 17-11. Schoonover in trouble out near midcourt. Vogel almost got the steal. That frees Schmitz up for three. Missed it badly. Rebound tapped around back to Collin with two. Lets it fly off the front rim. No good. 8 minutes in the books here in our South Central Conference championship game. It is the Pena Panthers 17, the Hillsborough Hilltoppers 11. We'll come back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Strong quarter for Pena. They lead Hillsborough 17-11, but they took it to the Toppers on both ends of the floor, especially defensively. Their man-to-man pressure had Hillsborough out of sorts in that opening quarter. See if they can get a little better flow here. That's a nice backdoor set. Yes, Will Christian off the window from the find from Jace Teakin. That was much better for Hillsborough. They didn't have anything that easy in the opening quarter. Beautiful set. Down to Ambrose, right block. He's triple-teamed, and we're going to get a foul, a reach-in on Drake Vogel. He looked like a guilty man right there. He reached in and then put both hands up to say, I didn't do nothing. That'll be the third foul on the Toppers, first on Drake. In the corner goes to Colin Schmitz. Out at the volleyball spike line with Lane Funneman, who's back in the ball game. Down on the block to Ambrose. Turns on Matouche, rises middle, left it short. Good job by Gavin. Rebound down to Malloy. He gets it off to Vogel. Here comes Drake into the front court. Hesitation, rises from 18 off the heel too strong. And the rebound down to Schoonover for Pena. A four-point Panther lead, 7-10 first half. Brendan Schoonover into the front court, leaves it for Colin Schmitz. Here's Funneman on the attack. All the way to the rim, they're going to get him for the travel. Two different officials have the travel, so I think it's safe to say that Lane Funneman traveled. Just the second turnover on Pena. Hillsborough, five turnovers in that first quarter. And that's one of those quarters for the Toppers. They were lucky to just be down six, quite frankly. Now they're down just four right in this ball game. Here's Vogel down to Matouche on the baseline. Gavin spins back baseline, left hand a little too strong off the glass, and the rebound down to Ambrose. He leaves it back for Funneman in the front court. Kuhn, ball fakes the three. He gets all the way to the rim, lays it up, didn't use the backboard and missed it. Rebound down to Vogel. So Pena continuing to get right to the rim, but they've missed them here in the early portion of the second quarter. They were cashing them in the first quarter. Here's Vogel. Dumps it to Teakin. Baseline. Tough shot, yes, for Jace Teakin. Used the window off the baseline drive with contact. And the Toppers back within two. Joe Vanzo imploring his kids to play defense. The Topper JV will rise to their feet behind the Hillsborough bench.
Here's Kuhn for three. Yes. Kyle Kuhn knocks down the right corner triple. Third three of the ball game for Pena. They lead by five, 20-15, 6 minutes first half. Both teams undefeated in South Central play. This is Hillsborough's last game. Pena still has four more games this week. Miscommunication there between Matouche and Malloy as it's thrown out of bounds. Yeah, tomorrow night, Pena will be in Litchfield. They will then host Nokomis on Wednesday. They've got Edinburgh Friday, Taylorville on Saturday. So Pena taking advantage of the final week of this COVID season. This is it for the Toppers tonight. They want to close it out in style. Pena's up five. Here's Schmitz, top of the key to Kuhn. Thought about the three, dumps it down to the block to Ambrose. Matouche goes straight up, forces the kick out to Funneman. Lane Funneman at the foul line. Dangerous bounce pass out, finds its way to Schoonover. Funneman comes and set the screen now. Schoonover leaves it for Ambrose, 18-footer off the heel. Hits the top of the backboard. Offensive rebound, Funneman. Good job by Malloy to alter that putback. And Matouche brings it out for Hillsborough. Racing up the floor. Now Gavin is down. Uh-oh. That is not good. Gavin Matouche is down. And, oh boy, he is writhing in pain face down on the floor. He was bringing the ball up the far sideline, and he just went down. It looked like his leg might have buckled, but he was down immediately in pain. Melissa Van Giesen, the athletic trainer, is tending to Gavin right now, and she is checking that right knee. No speculation, but we have seen that reaction from many players before, and it doesn't usually end well. We're going to take a break back to Hillsborough following these messages. Gavin Matouche had to be helped off the floor. He continues to be tended to on the Topper bench as Melissa Van Giesen checking out that right knee of Gavin. Now she's looking at the left knee, but he went down in a heap. That was no contact there on that injury for Matouche. Sure hope that he is okay. So Matouche is out. Vogel triggers the three, can't get it to go, as Blaze Helton is back on the floor for the Toppers. 5 minutes for the first half. It's a 5-point Pena lead, 20-15. Boy, the air just came out of this building, though, with the injury to Gavin Matouche. Here's Ambrose on the attack. Vogel stripped it away, but Andrew got it back. Dumps it down to Schoonover, lowers his shoulder. Are they going to call that offensive? Yep, they're going to get the offensive foul. He lowered the shoulder. Brendan Schoonover cleared out Christian. Third turnover on Pena. 4:40 for the first half. As Duffy's bringing over a bag of ice for Gavin Matouche. 4.5 minutes for the first half. A 5-point Pena lead. They've led the entire way. Toppers had it tied once at nine. Here's Jace Teakin on the baseline. Dumps it to Helton. Blaze bounced it off his foot, and that's going to be a travel on Funneman. The ball bounced off of Helton's foot right to Funneman, but then he lost his balance and traveled. Baseline trigger for the Toppers. Christian needs to get it in. Safety valve out to Vogel. Man, Schmitz was right in the pocket of Vogel there. Drake has it on the bounce. Volleyball spike line. Gets past Schmitz to the rim. Rattled out. Free throws for Drake Vogel. That was almost a sensational and one. Schmitz the guilty party. His second, team's seventh. And with 4:14 to play in the first half, we will have our second quarter mask timeout. 20-15, Pena leading Hillsborough. Gavin Matouche on the bench with a knee injury for the Toppers. We'll come back to Hillsborough following these messages on WSMI. Gavin Matouche sitting at the end of the Topper bench has an ice bag now taped around his right knee, and that is resting across one of the chairs on the Hillsborough bench as Vogel hits all the iron in that free throw and eventually drops down. That is Drake's first bucket or first point of the ball game. Gets Hillsborough to within four. But Gavin Matouche does not have the appearance of a young man who's coming back tonight. Now, I don't want to speculate what it is, but it did not look good, doesn't look good right now, and you just hope that that's not something that will affect his senior season. Here is Devin Peebles on the attack, rises up, and he's going to be called for travel. fifth Pena turnover. Adam Metzger didn't like that call. He might wind up ripping that orange blazer right off. It's a good look, though, over there for Coach Metzger. Blue shirt, orange blazer. 3:55 for the first half. Now Tekin on the travel. He picked up the bounce and then just drugged that pivot foot. He got a little extended with his stretch. Topper's hanging around here, down just three, minus Gavin Matouche, what would appear for the rest of the night. He went down with a right knee injury with 5:20 to go here in the first half. There was no contact. He went down in a heap. At the foul line, too strong for Hackler. Offensive rebound, Schoonover missed it. Ambrose put back is good. That was something Joe Vanzo was concerned about coming in, was the rebounding prowess of the Pena Panthers. Here's Tekin, dribble drive. Nice slip pass. Malloy off the window. It's good for Ian. Beautiful job by Jace Tekin getting to the rim. The lone Topper senior playing his final game for Hillsboro here tonight. 3:10 first half. 3-point Pena lead. Here's Hackler. Puts it on the deck. Leaves it now top of the key for Colin Schmitz. Schmitz working on Vogel. Dumps it back to Ambrose. Andro. Full head of steam and a foul on the floor. It'll be Ian Malloy. Boy, Ambrose, he is real comfortable attacking, especially in the middle of that painted area. He's so skilled, too, that he knows exactly what to do when he gets there. Baseline out of bounds for Drew Hackler. In the left corner goes to Schmitz. Into the hands now of Peebles. He attacks, rises up, too strong, missed it. Schoonover with the rebound, and the bucket is good for Brendan Schoonover. Played through the contact that time from Ian Malloy. 24-19 Pena. Here's Will Christian, top of the key with Blaze Helton. Blaze Helton now picked up his dribble. He needs some assistance. He's being hounded. Going to get a five-second count if he's not careful. Gets it off to Jace Tekin, volleyball spike line. The Hillsboro offense still struggling to get good looks. Will Christian slips it down to Malloy. Miscommunication, threw it too hard. And then Malloy going to be called for the push on Ambrose. Fifth team foul on Hillsboro. Payne has been whistled for 7 fouls here in the first half of play. A 5-point Payne lead. The Panthers have been taking it to Hillsboro here in the first half. Down on the block to Ambrose. Kicks it out to Schmitz. He'll trigger the three. Left it short, and the rebound down to Will Christian. Off to Tekin. Jace up the far sideline in front of the scorer's table. Left elbow with Blaze Helton. Blaze now. Right block, spinning, fading. Left it short. Rebound tapped around, pulled down by Pena. Here comes Brendan Schoonover, cut off by Will Christian. Oh, what a crossover on Christian. Got all the way to the rim, left the layup short. Good late contest by Ian Malloy affected that shot. Toppers dodged one there. Here's Drake Vogel. Wants the three, off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Ambrose. 93 seconds for the first half, and Adam Metzger gets a timeout. A minute 32 for the first half. Pena 24, Hillsboro 19. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on WSMI. Tim Eyes back here at Hillsboro High School. Pena leading Hillsboro 24-19, and it doesn't feel that close. I mean, Pena has controlled this game on both ends of the floor. They are getting to the rim at will offensively, and they are forcing Hillsboro's offense to basically just be working between the three-point line and the volleyball spike line. And the Toppers down just 5 without Gavin Matouche. He's got his right knee wrapped in ice. Here's Ambrose working on Malloy. Good job by Ian, but a better piece of offense by Andrew Ambrose. He spins back baseline, 7 for Ambrose. The lead is 7 for Pena. 70 seconds for the first half. Important final minute here for the Toppers. Can they get it inside of this 7-point spread? Here's Vogel on the left wing. Drake spins baseline, rises up, and draws the foul. Good strong take from Drake Vogel. No fear in that young man. The foul, I think, went on Peebles. They're not putting the individual fouls up on the board here at Hillsboro, and the referee's back is always to our broadcast position when they report it to the table. Free throw good for Vogel. He has 3 points all at the foul line.
Second toss for Drake. Left that one short. And the rebound down to Schoonover for Pena. He blows by Bryce Connor, but then a block at the rim, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Pena. Hillsboro ball. 54 seconds for the first half. A six-point Pena lead. They have not trailed in the first half. Hillsboro tied it once at 9. Pena came right back and took the lead again. Here's Vogel. Top of the key, dribble handoff to Will Christian. Miscommunication with Tekin, but Jace able to corral it in the corner. Dumps it down to Malloy. Ian had trouble with it. It's going to be out of bounds off of Pena. 36 seconds, first half. Sideline trigger for Bryce Connor and Hillsboro. Connor going to throw it to Vogel, right corner. Drake rises up, air ball, and the rebound is off of Hillsboro. It'll be Pena ball with 32 seconds for the half. Well, you know this game is for a conference championship because both coaches super intense the entire time here tonight. Kyle Kuhn returns for Pena. Lane Funneman back on the floor as well. 25 seconds first half. Brandon Schoonover will walk it into the front court. Toppers need a stop here. Schoonover working on Connor. Leaves it for Schmitz. Collin dribble drive, and he's going to be called for traveling. I don't know if he didn't get the ball down before he made his move. Sixth turnover on Pena. Blaze Helton will return. Bryce Connor out for the Toppers. Peebles and Hackler back on the floor for Pena. Funneman and Kuhn will sit. 16.8 seconds for the half. It's a six-point Pena lead, and, man, a bucket from the Toppers here would be absolutely huge. In the hands of Tekin, across the timeline with 10. Malloy right side of the key. Blaze Helton back to Jace with 7. Here's Vogel on the curl with 4. Checks the clock with 3. Crosses over, rises up, deep 3, no good. He was at the volleyball spike line, and that came up short. Two quarters in the books here in the South Central Conference Championship. It is Pena 26, Hillsboro 20. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show. Tim Eyes back here at Hillsboro. Gabe Osborne back in our WSMI studios producing this Hillsboro Pena girls boys doubleheader. The girls game coming up next here on FM 106. Getting set for the start of the third quarter in our boys contest. Pena leading 26-20. Both teams undefeated, the last two undefeated teams in the South Central Conference. Hillsboro, Will Christian, Drake Vogel, Jace Tekin, Blaze Helton, and Ian Malloy in for the injured Gavin Matouche. Pena has Kyle Kuhn, Andrew Ambrose, Lane Funneman, Colin Schmitz, and Brendan Schoonover. Panthers have the basketball to start. Little three-man weave action out front. Then Funneman turns the corner all the way to the 10. Lane Funneman lays it up and in. Just like the first half, Pena aggressive attacking the front of the iron. Here's Tekin into the hands of Will Christian. An 8-point lead for Pena. Here's Vogel. High post to Blaze Helton. Blaze will turn and face, leaves it back now for Will Christian. Will, dribble drive, gets to the rim, strong take, Will Christian. He has 4. Hillsboro needs more of that. Aggressive to the rim. 7-10, third quarter. A 6-point Pena lead. Here's Funneman, just in front of the volleyball spike line, top of the key, leaves it for Ambrose. Off to Schmitz, dribble drive, missed it. Rebound down to Drake Vogel. Vogel in the backcourt, some fancy between the leg bounces. Now he comes across the timeline. Leaves it for Ian Malloy, left side of the key. Off to Will Christian. Hands to Tekin. Jace Tekin in the corner to Ian Malloy. Bounce pass into the post to Blaze Helton. Blaze spins middle, working on Ambrose off the window with the left hand for Blaze Helton. He has 4. The lead is down to 4 for Pena. 28-24, 6.5 minutes, third quarter. Here's Kyle Kuhn, left wing. Drives past Malloy to the rim. Layup good for Kyle Kuhn. But when Pena gets past their initial defender, there's no help side for the Topper defense. Vogel had trouble with the bounce, then lobs it down to Helton, rejected by Funneman. Lane brings it out across midcourt. He's going to stop, pop, 4-3. Off the heel, too strong. Rebound to Malloy. Hillsboro down 6 with the ball. 6 minutes, third quarter. Here's Drake Vogel. Gets to the rim. Yes, for Drake Vogel. Falling away from the left side. Got it to go. Tough shot there. 4-point lead for Payne. And sometimes a shot like that can get a player like Vogel going. He just needed something to go through the hoop for him. Here's Schoon over on the crossover. Christian did a good job to move his feet, cut him off. Vogel went for the steal, didn't get it. That frees up Schmitz, 18-footer, yes, for Colin Schmitz. When you go for the steal and don't get it, that's what happens. A 6-point Payne lead. Here's Tekin on the attack. Dumps it back to Malloy. Ian off the window. It's good. Topper's much more aggressive offensively here to start the third quarter, getting to the rim. And a timeout taken, I think, by the Toppers. 5:24 for the third quarter. Payne of 32. Hillsborough 28. We'll come back to Toppertown following these messages on WSMI. Following the Topper timeout, Payne has the ball up 4. Clock running 5:15 third quarter. Here's Schmitz. Dumps it on the left block to Kyle Kuhn. Spinning baseline on Helton. Good job by Blaze to cut him off. Now Vogel comes up with the steal on the pass out to the corner. Hesitation, bounce to the rim. Layup, missed it. And a block on Payne. A 2 free throws for Drake Vogel. And this is how you want to attack if you're Hillsborough. Completely different than what we saw in the first half. That foul on Funneman. I have that as his second. Drake Vogel at the free throw line. 3 of 4 tonight. Toss. Good. 6 for Vogel. The lead is 3 for Payne. Funneman out. Devin Peebles in. And there is a chance that could be the third on Funneman. I'm not 100% sure on that. Free throw good for Vogel. Again, the foul's not going up on the board, and the scorer's table is opposite me, so the official's back is to me when they post the fouls. 32-30. Great start to the quarter here for the Toppers. Schmitz, top of the key, 3, back rimmed it. Rebound is tapped around, picked up by Helton. Outlet to midcourt to Vogel. Drake's 1-on-2. Cross is over, off the leg of Drake Vogel, out of bounds. Good job by Colin Schmitz to jar that ball loose. Deflects off Vogel for the Topper turnover. Timeout taken. 4:43 for the third quarter, and I think this will be our mask timeout. We got a good one. Payne of 32, Hillsborough 30, South Central Conference title on the line. Back to Hillsborough following these messages. Payne leading Hillsborough 32-30, 4:43 for the third quarter. Hillsborough without Gavin Matouche, hurt his right knee with 5:10 to play in the first half. And, you know, I said it just looked kind of innocent. I have just been sent a still photograph of the moment he was hurt, and there's nothing innocent about that. His leg is bending in a direction it should not be bending. Toppers, though, so aggressive here in the third quarter. They are right in this ball game. Can they get it done for Gavin here tonight? Here's Peebles on the attack, cut off left elbow. Gives it back to Colin Schmitz. Good job by Vogel to cut him off. Leaves it back beyond the three-point line to Schoonover. Down in the block to Ambrose, working on Malloy. Kicks it out in the left corner to Peebles. Drives baseline, missed it. Gets his rebound back, missed it again, and Vogel brings it out for the Toppers. He wants to push. Here's Drake. Leaves it for Tekin. Corner, 3. Yes! And the Toppers have their first lead of the night as Jace Tekin drills the corner pocket 3. 33-32, Toppers halfway through the third quarter. How about this response for Hillsborough? Here's Schmitz. They're a tough, hard-nosed group of kids, let me tell you. 3:50 for the third quarter. A 1-point Hillsborough lead, their first of the night. Out on the right wing with Peebles. Into the hands now of Kuhn, left wing with Schoonover. He directs traffic, now drives baseline, attacks, yes, for Brendan Schoonover. He lulled Christian to sleep that time. He directed traffic to the right, then just blew by him left. Vogel, deep 3 air ball, but it goes right to Will Christian on the rebound. Toppers can reset. On the block, Helton. Blaze dumps it down to Malloy off the window. It's good. Ian Malloy with 6 points off the nice find from Blaze Helton as he drew the double. 35-34 Toppers, 3:10 third quarter. Payne had it up to as many as 8, their lead here in the third quarter, as Christian deflects that ball out onto the stage. The Hillsborough cheerleaders up here on the stage. It'll be Payne a ball in the front court. Sideline trigger, stage side. In it goes to Colin Schmitz, being checked by Vogel. Colin operating out near midcourt. Gets a screen from Schoonover. Feeds the right block to Ambrose. Andrew attacks, lays it up and in. Too strong for Andrew Ambrose right there. He has 9.
36-35. Pena back in front, 2:45 third quarter. Jace dribble drive all the way to the rim. Layup is good for Teak, and he has a dozen. As T-Tote said, good things happen when you take the ball to the hole. 37-36 toppers, 2.5 minutes third quarter. Here Schmitz had trouble with the handle. He traveled, got away with it. Leaves it on the baseline now for Ambrose. Andrew attacks, whistle, and a foul. That will send Andrew Ambrose to the free throw line. They're going to get Teakin on the personal. First foul of the half on the toppers. The 6'4 senior Andrew Ambrose at the free throw line. He has 9 points. 1 of 1 at the stripe. Make it 2 of 2 at the foul line. That ties the game at 37. 2:23 third quarter. Second toss for Ambrose. Short. Rebound tapped around. Eventually picked up off the floor by Ian Malloy. Here's Teakin. Lead pass. Helton behind the defense. The layup is good for Blaze Helton. Pena did not get back, and Teakin knew what to do. 39-37 toppers. 2:05 for the third quarter. Here's Schmitz on the attack. Lisa for Kuhn. Finger roll good for Kyle Kuhn. Ian Malloy flopped, tried to take the charge. That opened the play up for Schmitz to find Kuhn. Tied at 39. 110 seconds, third quarter. High post feed to Blaze Helton. Back door, Vogel. Yes, and a foul for Drake Vogel. 9 for Vogel, 6 in the quarter, and he is fired up. 41-39 Hillsboro, 106 seconds, third quarter. What a response out of the locker room for the toppers. Lane Funneman returns for Pena. Drew Hackler also back on the floor. Bryce Connor checking in for Hillsboro. Ian Malloy will get a breather. Great minutes from Ian Malloy here in the third quarter. Free throw for Vogel. Good. Old-fashioned three cashed in. 42-39 toppers. That's their biggest lead of the night. 100 seconds, third quarter. Schoonover attacks, count it, and the foul. Brendan Schoonover. He's got 10. He went right at Will Christian. Joe Vanzo, I think, saying that was on the floor. This ain't the NBA. I like it, though. I wish there was a little more continuation in the high school game. To tie it up. Yep, he got it. 11 now for Schoonover. Tied at 42. 99 seconds for quarter number 3. Pena led by 6 entering the quarter. They had it up to as many as 8. It's now tied at 42. Helton finds Vogel. Step back. Foul line. Yes, for Drake Vogel. Knock it down, young man. He's got a dozen. 44-42. I'm telling you, Drake Vogel, the heart and soul of the toppers. He is fired up, extremely passionate. Top of the key with Funneman. On the right wing, Peebles drives baseline, and he was fouled by Jace Teakin. Not the worst foul from Jace right there, as Peebles was going to have a layup uncontested. Now it'll be baseline out of bounds for Pena. Substitutions to the table for the Panthers. Schmitz in, Kuhn in, Schoonover, Funneman out. Drew Hackler thought he was coming out. He had to be grabbed by the arm by one of his teammates and said, no, you're staying on the floor. Now Hackler has it. Left wing, 70 seconds for the third quarter, a 2-point Hillsboro lead. Here's Peebles spinning, cut off nicely by Teakin. Has to leave it out beyond the 3-point line to Colin Schmitz. Here's Schmitz, steps through, rattles it down for Colin Schmitz. That was a really nice move. He stepped through the double team, middle of the lane, and floated it up and in. Tied at 44, 48 seconds for the third quarter. What a ball game this has been. Here's Will Christian. Spins away, in trouble, gets it off to Drake Vogel. Drake now with 35 seconds for the third quarter. Being checked by Colin Schmitz. Leaves it off for Teakin out between the circles. He lost the handle, was looking for the handoff to Christian. Jarred loose. Now Christian has it between the circles off to Vogel with 20. Drake being guarded out there by Colin Schmitz. Hands it off to Will Christian. 15 seconds for the third quarter. Hillsboro holding for the final shot. Christian wants Vogel to come and get the ball. Will Christian hands to Drake with 7. Here's the man the toppers want with the ball. Vogel with 4. Behind the back. Step back 3. Tough shot. Fouled on the release. 3 foul shots for Drake Vogel with 1.5 seconds to play in the third quarter.
Boy, you know, and he is not afraid to rise up over anybody at any time. That was extremely contested from Kuhn, and it ends with three free throws for Drake Vogel. Toss. Good. Pure. Didn't even touch a bit of iron. Drake now 13 points, 10 in the quarter. Second toss. Good. That puts Hillsboro up two. Now the third toss for Drake Vogel. Missed that one. Rebound down to Kuhn, and that's the quarter. What a quarter for Hillsboro. They enter the quarter down six. They will head to the money quarter up two. After three, with the South Central Conference Championship on the line, Hillsboro 46, Pena 44. Money quarter coming up next. Well, here we go. Fourth quarter time, Hillsboro outscored Pena 26-18 in the third quarter. Drake Vogel, 11 points in the quarter, 14 for the game. A two-point topper lead. What a response out of the locker room. You're down six. You didn't play well in the first half, and you're down Gavin Matouche. Gavin's got the ice bag off his knee now. He doesn't have that leg elevated at the moment. Boy, he wants to be out there badly. You can just see the pained look on his face. Not pain like he's in pain, but just frustration like, man, I wish I was out there. Going to be topper ball on the sideline. 7:51 for the ball game. Bryce Connor, Drake Vogel, Ian Malloy, Jace Teakin, Blaze Helton on the floor for the toppers. Connor looking. Going to lob down to Helton. Tough catch for Blaze. He's double teamed. Kicks it out now to Teakin. Jace on the dribble drive. Stripped on the way up. Stolen. Here comes Pena. Funneman leaves it off for a Schoonover. Down to the baseline to Kuhn. Got Schmitz and Ambrose out there as well for Pena. Here's Ambrose. He attacks right side, right hand, missed it. Rebound tapped around, pulled down by Jace Teakin. Here come the toppers. Jace on the baseline. Leaves it out for Vogel now. Down to the left block, Blaze Helton. Blaze spins back middle. Hit on the release and two free throws for Blaze Helton. 7:20 for the ball game. A two-point topper lead, 46-44. Drake Vogel was 5 of 6 from the foul line in that third quarter. That was all the free throws Hillsboro took in that third. Free throw for Helton off the heel, too strong. So Hillsboro now 10 out of 13 at the foul line. They lead by 2. Second free throw for Blaze is off the heel and down. He got the hometown bounce. 7 points for Helton. 3-point lead for Hillsboro. Clock running, 7:15 for the ball game. Both teams undefeated in South Central Conference play. Season finale for Hillsboro. Down to Ambrose, soft touch middle of the lane. It's good for Andrew. He has a dozen. And the lead is 1 for Hillsboro, 47-46. Pena led by as many as 8 in that third quarter. They really had a chance to be up double digits at halftime, but Hillsboro was able to hang around. Now the toppers with the lead. Helton spinning, rejected by Ambrose. Blaze tried to shoot that from his hip, and the 6'4 Ambrose was having none of that. Will Christian returning for the toppers. Bryce Connor will take a seat. As Christian will throw in left side of the lane. He was looking for Teakin, wasn't there. Finds Helton off the window, counted, and the foul for Blaze Helton. He has 9. That was a nice out-of-bounds set. The first look was to Teakin on the left block. They faked the pass there, paint a bit just enough, and then Blaze Helton cut hard to the rim to the right block, counted, and the foul. This could be their biggest lead of the night. They have not been up 2 scores. Toss is good. 10 points for Helton. 4-point lead for the toppers, 50-46. 6:35 for the ball game. Here's Colin Schmitz on the right wing being checked by Vogel. Here's Ambrose working on Malloy. He's double-teamed, muscles it up, missed it, tough shot. Christian has the rebound. It went behind his back. He was able to pull it down. Here comes Vogel. Nice no-look to Teakin, but he had too much mustard on it. It goes out of bounds. Teakin almost saved it. Jace thought he did save it on that baseline, but the official said no. 11th Hillsboro turnover.
6:20 for the ball game, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Hillsboro 50, Pena 46. Back to Toppertown following these messages. Following the timeout, Pena has the ball down four. Here's Brendan Schoonover on the right baseline. Leaves it back for Ambrose on the right wing beyond the three-point line. Hands off to Kuhn into the hands of Schmitz. Colin Schmitz all the way to the rim. Good job by Blaze Hilton coming over to contest. And the Toppers lost it on the way out. Picked up by Kuhn. Lays it up and in. That's a bonus bucket for Pena right there. Hillsboro got the stop but then could not get out of the backcourt cleanly. 50-48 Pena. What a ball game this has been. Both teams unbeaten in South Central play. If Hillsboro wins, they are your undefeated conference champs. If Pena wins, they have to beat Litchfield tomorrow to secure the title. Bad pass by Vogel looking for Helton on the block. Here's Ambrose, right side of the key for Pena. A two for the tie, a three for the lead. 5:23 for the ball game. Here's Brendan Schoonover. Working that baseline, gets past Christian and a foul on Will Christian. Boy, Schoonover and Schmitz, tough to keep in front. They use the hesitation. Very good. Really good. Schoonover is driving that baseline. He's gotten that baseline a number of times already tonight. Fourth team foul on the Toppers. Free throw no good for Schoonover. Pena has not shot many fouls here tonight. Now 4 of 5 at the line. Second free throw good. Schoonover gets 1 out of 2. He has a dozen. The lead is 1 for the Toppers. Tekin, long pass. Front court to Will Christian. Oh, he had the ball poked away from behind. Stolen by Pena. Here comes Kuhn into the hands of Schoonover. We approach the 5-minute mark of the money quarter. 50-49, Hillsboro with the lead. Pena led by 8 early in the third quarter. It was a 6-point spread at the half for the Panthers. Here's Schoonover out front. Inside of 5 minutes for the ball game. Leads it back for Colin Schmitz. Finds Kuhn right back to Schmitz now, right side of the key. Colin attacks, cut off, dribble handoff to Schoonover. He leaves it for Ambrose on the left elbow. Andrew Ambrose back to Schmitz. Colin Schmitz rises just in front of the foul line, left it short. Rebound down to Ian Malloy in traffic. Here's Tekin, lead pass Vogel. Drake attacks the layup, rattled out, no good. Rebound tapped around, Helton battling Funderman. Funderman pulls it down for Pena. Lead pass, Schoonover, yes, on the alley-oop from Funderman. Schoonover lays it in. He has 14. Pena back in front, 51-50. Here's Will Christian coming right back at you. Wild shot, missed it. Rebound is poked away from Ambrose, but a foul on the Toppers. They're going to get Blaze Helton there. 4:11 for the ball game, and we will get, I think, our mask timeout. Pena 51, Hillsboro 50, 4:11 left in our South Central Conference Championship. Back to Hillsboro High School following these messages on WSMI. Pena's up a point, 51-50. Pena's biggest lead tonight, 8. Hillsboro's biggest lead, 4. The Topper 4-point lead was just moments ago at 50-46. So the Panthers on a little spurt here, and they have the basketball. We approach the midway point of the fourth quarter. 51-50 Pena. This has just been a wonderful basketball game. Here's Collins. Checked out Brendan Schoonover on the bounce, working on Christian. Leaves it now for Andrew Ambrose at the left elbow. He dumps it down to Colin Schmitz. He's going to rise up, puts it up and in. Schmitz with 10. He did a good job showing the patience there, forcing Vogel to mistime his jump. 53-50 Pena. 3:40 ball game. Tekin works across the head of the key, leaves it for Blaze Helton on the right wing. Helton now off to Will Christian at the volleyball spike line. Into the hands of Jace Tekin. Top of the key, Vogel. 4-3. Missed it. Back rimmed it. And the rebound down to Pena and Funneman. That was for the tie. 3:20 to play in the ball game. Toppers could use a stop right now. Little 9-0 run for Pena. Here's Schoonover. Wanted the handoff to Funneman. That wasn't there. Taken away by the Toppers. Now Christian got his hand on that ball, but Schmitz able to corral. And now Christian going to be called for the foul. He poked it away from behind, and he caught Schmitz on the wrist. Both
teams whistled for six fouls here in the half. And it goes to Ambrose, middle of the lane, off to Schmitz, rises from 15, knock it down, Colin Schmitz. He has a dozen, and Joe Vanzo wants a timeout. 2:55 to play in the ball game. Pena 55, Hillsboro 50. We'll come back to Toppertown following these messages on WSMI. Got to create your own energy in the COVID season, and Adam Metzger has his kids fired up, and I mean his JV kids, his bench kids, everybody fired up. Tekin for three. Left it a little bit short. Rebound out of bounds off of Funneman. It'll stay with Hillsboro. 2:40 to play in the ball game. A five-point lead for Pena. Hillsboro led 50-46. They now trail 55-50. Here's Christian into Vogel. Drake rises for three, but wave it off before the bucket. A whistle and a foul. And they're going to call that on Pena. It'll send Ian Malloy to the free throw line for the one and bonus. A five-point Panther lead. Free throw for Ian. Good. Pure with the toss for the 6'3 junior. Boy, and this gym was dead quiet. Deep breath, the release, and that one rattles out. No good. One out of two for Malloy. Two possession game, 55-51 Pena. 2.5 minutes ball game. Who knew 50-some-odd people could make so much noise? Here is Schmitz, lost his footing, and he's called for traveling. He drove that left baseline again and slipped just outside of the painted area. Or outside the lane, I should say. They're not actually painted here at Hillsboro. Now Adam Metzger going to come out and mop up that sweat. He's all purpose, I'm telling you what. Golf coach, basketball coach, and he also gets the sweat mopped up off the floor. Looking good in that orange blazer, too. 2:25 for the ball game. This has been a good one. What does the final 2:20 have in store? High post feed to Blaze Helton for the Toppers. He gets it off to Christian and a push on Pena. They'll get... Schoonover with the personal there. And Pena's over the limit, so the clock stops, 2:15 to play, one in bonus. Will Christian, 4 points tonight, has not been to the foul line. Free throw is no good, rattled out. Rebound down to Funneman. Missed the front end. Here's Schoonover into the front court for Pena. We approach the two-minute mark of the ball game. Here's Colin Schmitz. Had his pocket picked clean from behind by Vogel. Drake goes up, and he's fouled. They're going to call that on the floor. It'll be one in bonus for Drake Vogel. Man, that was a nifty pilfer from Vogel. Schmitz got by him, and then Drake just reached his hand right around. Didn't poke it away from behind. He got his hand in front of that ball and pulled it back towards him. Ninth team foul on Pena. One in bonus for Drake. Toss is no good. Rattled out. Hillsboro's missed the front end of 2 1-and-1s. They're down four. Here's Ambrose. Cut off by Malloy. Gives it back to Schoonover, and Adam Metzger wants a timeout. Oh, a couple big misses at the free throw line. Christian and Vogel both missed the front end of the 1-and-1. A minute 51 left in the ball game. Pena 55, Hillsboro 51. Back to Hillsboro following these messages on WSMI. Through the first three quarters, Hillsboro missed just two foul shots. They have missed their last two foul shots, both front ends of one and bonuses, and they've missed four foul shots in the quarter. A four-point Pena lead. A minute 45 and counting here at Hillsboro. South Central Conference Championship on the line. Ambrose leaves it off for Kuhn. Back to Ambrose. Ambrose puts it on the floor. Pena going to run some clock here. They dump it down to Schmitz. Underhand shovel back to Ambrose. Stripped on the way up. Christian brings it out for Hillsboro. And now Christian loses it. Ambrose headlong dive. Gets the loose ball and he gets the timeout. Joe Vanzo is hot. Woo! What a play from Ambrose.
as Christian lost the ball, and then Ambrose, diving from behind the play, got on top and got the timeout. A minute 23 to play in the ball game. Pena 55, Hillsboro 51. We're back to Hillsboro High School following these messages on WSMI. Toppers have been without Gavin Mattu since the 5:10 mark of the second quarter. A nasty knee injury for Gavin has him out of this ball game. Toppers trailed by 6 at the half. They were down 8 early in the third quarter. Surged back to take a 2-point lead after 3. Had it up to 4 at 1 point here in the fourth quarter, but Pena has been surging here over the last few minutes. Hillsboro was leading 50-46. It's now Pena out in front, 55-51. 83 seconds to play. Funneman gets it into Ambrose, right back to Funneman. Topper's going to need Pena to miss some free throws like they have here in the fourth quarter. Next foul will put Pena at the free throw line. Here's Schmitz, and he is fouled by Vogel. So Colin Schmitz, who has not shot a foul shot tonight, he has 12 points, will be at the free throw line for the one and bonus. Huge free throw here for Colin Schmitz, the 6-foot junior. 71 seconds to play. Free throw is no good, rattled out. Rebound to the floor, picked up by the Toppers and Christian. Here comes Jace Teakin. All the way to the rim. Layup is no good. And on the rebound, they're going to get Ambrose coming over the back of Ian Malloy. Teakin came down awkwardly on his ankle. He is a little gimpy. He's not coming out of this game, though. It's still attached, so he's staying on the floor. But he's smarting right now. One and bonus. Nope, double bonus. For Malloy. First toss is no good. Oh, the Toppers hurting themselves at the free throw line here in the money quarter. They've missed their last 3 foul shots. Down 4. Second toss. Good. 1 out of 2 for Malloy. He has 8. One possession game, 55-52. And Vogel quickly gives the foul on Colin Schmitz. So Pena hasn't shot many foul shots here this evening, and they're going to have some critical ones coming down the wire here. 61 seconds to play. Still one in bonus for the Panthers. Colin Schmitz back at the foul line. He just missed the front end moments ago. Devin Peebles in for Pena, replacing Ambrose. Offense for defense right now for Adam Metzger. Going to make the first to get the second. Toss. Good. 13 for Colin Schmitz, back to a 2-possession game, 56-52. Pena gets everybody off the foul line. They don't want to run the risk of committing a foul on the rebound. Second free throw for Schmitz. That one is short, and the rebound down to Malloy. Toppers down 4, final minute ball game. Here's Teakin, down to Helton, all alone. Pump fake, contact, no whistle, he missed it. And the rebound, a tie-up. Pena will have it on the arrow. Well, I think one official had a jump ball. One had a foul on Hillsboro. Let's see what wins out. Jump ball, Pena ball. Blaze Helton had it at the front of the rim. There was contact. He could not get it to go. Missed opportunity for the Toppers. 51 seconds left. Addison Pollard in. He's going to be looking to commit a foul here. Funneman into Kuhn. They get it off to Colin Schmitz. He races into the front court, and Pollard commits the foul with 47.1 seconds to play. Missed opportunities here in the money quarter for Hillsboro. Missed the front end of 2 1-and-1s and then had a point-blank bunny that didn't go just seconds ago. Colin Schmitz at the free throw line, where he's 1 out of 3 here in the money quarter. Still one in bonus. Toss is good. 14 for Schmitz. Makes it a 5-point lead for Pena, 57-52. All depends on the coach's strategy, but to me, it's about time for Hillsboro to start looking for 3. Both free throws good
for Schmitz. A six-point lead, 45 seconds. Vogel, he steps into a three, lets it fly. Got it. Drake Vogel with the triple, his first of the night. He has 17. 40 and a half seconds for the ball game. Hillsborough takes a timeout. Pena 58, Hillsborough 55. We'll come back to Hillsborough High School following these messages on WSMI. Big shot for Drake Vogel, a game-saving shot for the time being. Cut the Pena lead in half down to three. Now Hillsborough will show full court pressure. Pena has three players standing out of bounds right now. Schmitz goes into a dead sprint. He comes right back and gets the basketball. And now a foul quickly given by the Toppers. We've seen that. The Illini have done that a few times this year against that type of press break, where they just line everybody up on the end line, and it's a dead sprint. And that's what Schmitz did. But then he threw the air brakes on about 5 feet after he came into play. Double bonus now. So two free throws for Colin Schmitz. Toss is good. 16 for Schmitz. Ian Malloy in. Addison Pollard out. 59-55 Pena. 38.6 seconds to play. Second toss now for Colin. He has 16 points. 4 of 6 at the line. Make it 5 of 7. See, buries both tosses. Here comes Tekin into the front court. Jace leaves it back to Drake. Vogel had trouble with the handle. Deep three for Drake. Got it again. Oh, Drake Vogel canned the three. Toppers take a timeout. I think Joe Vanzo said he did not call timeout. Oh, no. Joe Vanzo saying he didn't call timeout, but that's not going to matter. The officials are going to, I think, give. No, they're not. They're going to say no. How about that? They anticipated the timeout. That's a benefit for Hillsborough. They're going to have to start the clock, though, because the clock stopped. A two-point game, 60-58. That was a break for Hillsborough. So the clock has stopped, and they didn't have to use the timeout. That is a huge break. In it goes to Schmitz, and he is tied up. He did not want to let go of that ball. Tekin wasn't letting go. Toppers want the jump ball, but they're going to get the foul on Hillsborough. It'll be two more free throws for Colin Schmitz. So Hillsborough has still one timeout left, and that might have saved them 5 seconds, because the clock would have been running had they not called timeout. As it is, they saved the timeout, and only 2 seconds come off. Now Colin needs both of these tosses. First one, no good. Toppers need a block out here, and they will have a chance. Drake Vogel, it was just a matter of time for the youngster. He's got 20. Back-to-back three balls here, both off the left wing. And for Hillsborough, if you're Pena, you know where the ball is going. Into the hands of number 20. Free throw for Schmitz. Good. Rattled that one down. 18 for Schmitz. The lead is 3. 25 seconds for the game. Jace Tekin gets all the way to the rim. Layup no good, but he was fouled. Good, strong attack by Jace Tekin right there, extending the game as much as possible. He's still a little limpy. Didn't show the limp when he had the basketball in his hands with full acceleration. But as he was walking back to the free throw line, just a little bit of a hitch in his giddy up. A 3-point Pena lead, 61-58. What a game this has been. 22.4 seconds to play. That foul on Ambrose, that's his fifth. So Ambrose is done. Two free throws for Jace. Toss good. A Baker's dozen for Teak makes it a two-point game. This to get it to within one. Toss. Good. Got them both. The senior got them both. 61-60. Pena. Connor and Pollard on the floor to foul. 22.4 seconds. Kyle Kuhn lined up on the end line for a sprint. Colin Schmitz the same. It'll be Funneman to throw in. They're going to throw behind the plate. Dangerous. Stolen by Vogel. Oh, what a dangerous pass. Drake now with 15. Picked up the dribble. And the Toppers have a timeout left, and they will take it right now. All ill-advised
from Lane Futterman. He tried for the home run. Vogel tipped it away. 16.3 seconds for the game. Pena 61, Hillsborough 60. Toppers have the ball for the win and the South Central Conference title when we come back following these messages. What a turn of events. Hillsborough has the ball and a chance to win after the length of the floor pass went awry for Pena. That was worst case scenario for the Panthers. Christian gets it into Vogel. On the bounce at midcourt with 12. Drake, oh, what a crossover. Dumps it, Malloy, off the window, it's good! Ian Malloy with 10. Here comes Pena with 5. Scoot over to the rim. Finger roll, short, tapped around, at the buzzer. Oh, the Toppers have done it! What a comeback for the Toppers. 62-61. Hillsborough wins it in improbable fashion. Oh, baby! Oh, Vogel is pumped. Malloy is pumped. Everybody is fired up. Gavin Matouche could not be happier. He has not gotten off his seat. Now Vogel comes over, gives him a high five. Christian gives him a high five. Oh, the Toppers. What a gutsy win here tonight. They were in deep trouble in the final minute of the game. What, 1 point down, 5 in the final minute, and they just kept chipping away. What a classic ball game here tonight, and what a finish. Pena was up 1 with about 17 seconds left. Facing full court pressure, they tried to throw it the length of the floor. Vogel tipped it, stole it. Toppers called timeout. They got the ball into the hands of Drake. A wicked crossover at the top of the key. Got into the paint. And a no-look underhand shovel to Ian Malloy off the left block. Laid it up and in. And then Pena had 2 looks at the buzzer. But they would not fall. 62-61. The Toppers are South Central Conference champions. And they finished the year a perfect 14-0. They beat Pena 62-61. We'll take a break. We'll come back to Hillsborough following these messages on WSMI. Demise back here at Hillsborough High School and getting a headset set up here for a very happy Hilltopper head coach. And Joe Vanzo, my gosh, just talk to me about that final minute. You guys look like you might be toast in that final minute. But you weren't.
So we just tried to extend the game, and they missed just enough free throws to keep us in it, and Drake hit 2 big threes to keep us right there and got the big steal, and we were able to get our offensive group back in there after the timeout, and we got exactly what we wanted off the out-of-bounds play, and they helped up, and we dropped it off to Mr. Malloy underneath there, and he finished it.
What, I guess, a fitting way for you to wrap up a perfect season like this, because in the first half you guys didn't play very well, I didn't think, but you were only down 6. You showed kind of the grit and toughness where you're playing a good team. We didn't play well, but we're in this ball game. And then you came out in the third quarter and really took it to them.
We weathered the storm. I think our kids lost some energy there. We lost some momentum when Gavin went down with the injury, and it really shortened our bench. But man, our guys stepped up, and they had to play more minutes, but we gritted our teeth there, and we rebounded, and we got some stops, and just kind of hung around, got some momentum there in the third quarter. It looked like they were going to pull away, but we made just enough plays down the stretch to find a way to win.
And you mentioned the Gavin Matouche injury. It didn't look good. You hate to see such a thing happen, but, man, it sure seemed like the kids wanted to get it done for Gavin.
They rallied up behind him, right? We talked about it at halftime. Hey, let's not have this as an excuse. I mean, Gavin is a great player who we like to play through, and he's our best rebounder, which can be a problem not having him on the floor against a team like Pena that rebounds it so well. But the kids stepped up, and they played together and just competed, and we found a way to win at the end.
I was there in Nokomis tonight. Vogel had 36. He didn't hit any shots as big as the 2 threes he hit tonight from that left wing. I mean, ice water in the veins.
He's a clutch shooter. He really is. Pena did a good job taking that away from him and getting up in his space. And we told him to just attack, look to get to the rim, get to the free throw line, see if we can get you going that way. And boy, he came up big with those two threes that are late in the game.
And I mean, so many unsung heroes. You mentioned Ian Malloy got the game-winning bucket, but man, he did so many other things in this ball game on the inside.
He rebounded. I mean, there were some men down there underneath the basket. Man, Pena goes at it hard to the glass, getting offensive rebounds, and we just wanted to rebound with them. You know, I didn't think we'd come in here and out-rebound them or anything like that, but we had to limit the second chance opportunities that they got. And I just thought our kids did a heck of a job of not backing down and just competing for four quarters. And it's just been that kind of year for us. Things have just kind of went our way, and kids really fought through adversity tonight with Gavin going down, and we are just so proud of them.
14-0, 9-0 in the South Central Conference, undefeated conference champions. And this year was so weird in so many ways, Joe, but man, this has to be so gratifying.
It really is. Gosh, I'm kind of speechless. I don't even really know what to say. Before the season, if you'd have told us we had a chance to win a conference, I would have, there was a lot of good teams that had a lot coming back. I thought we could compete with everybody, but if you'd have told me that we would have ran the table in the South Central, I would have told you. If I was a betting man, I wouldn't put money on it. But the kids, boy, they played together, and really once we got that big win at Roxana to open things up, we were kind of rolling from there, and we just kind of ran it out the rest of the season.
And obviously you've got a lot of kids coming back. Hopefully Gavin will be 100% by the time he gets to next year. But your one senior, Jace Teakin, what a great ball player he has been for the Toppers over his high school career.
Man, he's played a lot of basketball. So he started for 3 years. I don't believe he's ever missed a game. Just a steady, all-around solid kid. Plays defense, guards multiple positions. Great finisher. Added a three-point shot to his arsenal this year. Knocked down a big one tonight. Great free-throw shooter. He hit those two big ones there to make it a one-point game in the with about 20 seconds left. Just can't say enough about him. We were calling this year the Teak Redemption Tour, because we were all just had, you know, kind of a sour taste in our mouth from last year, and for him to be able to go out like this, unbelievable. So proud of him.
Yeah, what a way to go out, and he'll always be able to say undefeated my senior year in conference champs. Joe Vanzo, what a ball game. And hey, it's officially March, and this is worthy of a game you'll see in the NCAA tournament with the craziness.
Absolutely. Tim, I appreciate it.
Joe Vanzo,
thank
you very much. The undefeated South Central Conference champion, Hillsboro Hilltoppers, as they beat Pena in dramatic fashion, 62-61. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up, then get you off to Pena for the Hillsboro Pena girls game following these messages on WSMI.
A thrilling win for Hillsboro, crushing defeat for Pena, but I'm telling you, a high school basketball game doesn't get better than that. Two undefeated teams in the conference. Hillsboro undefeated for the whole season. Pena's only lost two games all year, and this game goes down literally to the final seconds as Hillsboro, in unbelievable fashion, really, gets the steal at midcourt, and then the bucket by Malloy proves to be the game winner. Drake Vogel led the Toppers tonight with 20, 10 points for Ian Malloy, 10 points for Blaze Helton, 14 points for Jace Teakin, 4 points for Will Christian, and then 4 points for Gavin Matush, who suffered a knee injury at the 5-10 mark of the second quarter. So that makes the Hillsboro win all the more impressive that they did it without Matush for more than half the game. For Payne, a crushing loss here tonight. Colin Schmitz with 18, 14 for Brendan Schoonover, a dozen for Andrew Ambrose, 9 for Kyle Kuhn, 8 for Lane Funneman. And, you know, it was just one of those. It seemed like Pena had it in the final minute. I mean, it really did. They were 7 of 10 from the foul line. Colin Schmitz was knocking down foul shots. That wasn't the issue. The problem wound up being that late turnover and the big threes by Vogel. He hit two big threes late in that fourth quarter down the stretch that got it to that one possession game. And once it was at the one possession game, well, we know what happened after that. Just a wonderful ball game here tonight as Hillsboro wins it over Pena 62-61. So Hillsboro closes the year 14-0, 9-0 South Central Conference champions. Thanks to all the fine folks here
at Hillsborough, Athletic Director Aaron Duff. Everybody treats us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast throughout the year, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally broadcasting stations. I need a break. Hillsborough beats Pena 62-61 in as good of a high school basketball game as you will ever see. Stay tuned. Coming up, we got Hillsborough at Pena girls next here on WSMI FM 106. Drake Vogel got the steal. Drake Vogel got the assist. Ian Malloy with the game-winning conference-clinching bucket here tonight. Hillsborough beats Pena 62-61. Thanks to Gabe Osborne. He produced this action here on WSMI FM 106. Stay tuned. Hillsborough at Pena girls coming up next. I am Tim Mize saying good night from Topper Town.